ఆత్మమాయా సమావిశ్య
సోహం గుణమయం ద్విజ
సృజనక్షన్ హరన్ విశ్వం
తద్రే సంజ్ఞం ప్రయోచితం
ఆత్మమాయాం
మై ఎనర్జీ
సమావిశ్య
హావింగ్ ఎంటర్డ్
సహ
మై సెల్ఫ్
అహం
ఐ
గుణమయం
composed of the modes of material nature,
Dvija,
O twice born Daksha,
Srijan,
creating,
Rakshan,
maintaining,
Haran,
annihilating,
Vishwam,
the cosmic manifestation,
Dandre,
I cause to be born,
Samyam,
a name,
Kriya Uchitam,
according to the activity.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
The Lord continued, "My dear Daksha Dvija, I am the original personality of Godhead, but in order to create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation, I act through my material energy, and according to the different grades of activity, my representations are differently named." Purport. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.5, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. The whole world is energy released from the Supreme Source, the personality of Godhead, who, it is further stated in Bhagavad Gita, acts in superior energies and inferior energies. The superior energy is the living entity who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. As parts and parcels, the living entities are not different from the Supreme Lord. The energy emanated from Him is not different from Him. But in the actual activity of this material world, the living entity is under the different qualities of material energy and in different forms. The 8.4 million form life forms. The same living entity acts under the influence of the different qualities of material nature. The entities have different bodies, but originally, in the beginning of creation, Lord Vishnu is alone. For the purpose of creation, Brahma is manifested, and for annihilation, there is Lord Shiva. As far as the spiritual entrance into the material world is concerned, all beings are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but under the covering of different material qualities, they have different names. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are qualitative incarnations of Vishnu as guna avatars, and Vishnu with them accepts control of the quality of goodness. Therefore, He is also a qualitative incarnation like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Actually, the different names exist for different directions, otherwise the origin is one only. Om Gyanta Midanasya Gyanana Shalakaya Chakshumitam Yena Tasmin Shri Gurave Namah Panchakapa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Bhagnebhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation again. The Lord continued, "My dear Daksha Dvija, I am the original personality Godhead, but in order to create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation, I act through my material energy. And according to the different grades of activity, my representations are differently named." Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. Mama Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Mana Sastrani Injani Prakritistani Kashati. The living entity is an eternal fragmental part of Krishna, and they're eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. This is the first step of spiritual life. We have to know who we are. Atato Brahma Jigyasya. Now you have the human form of life. It's time to inquire, Who am I? Why am I here? What happens to me after death? Why am I suffering? This is the purpose of the human form of life. So, when the living entity enters into the material world, he's covered by material nature and identifies with the material body. This sense of false ego. There is true ego and false ego. Ego means I am. So what is this I am? Usually we identify with the country I'm from. I am Indian, I am Slovakian, I'm German, I am Australian. I'm a man, I'm a woman. We identify with our job. I'm an accountant, I'm an IT specialist, I'm a cook, I'm a housewife. You identify even with your gender. I'm a man, a male, male or female. We identify with so many things which are subject to change. All these things are subject to change. Even gender, people are changing their gender. You can change your nationality. Who's got Australian citizenship? Okay. You gave up Indian nationality, gave it up, it's gone. Renounced. But you're still the same person. What is the essence of the self? So in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada points out the Sanatana Dharma. You can have a faith. I'm from a Muslim background, from a Christian background, Hindu background. This is who I am. But still you can change the religion also. So Sanatana Dharma is beyond religion. This is what this Krishna consciousness is about. So Sanatana is described by Ramanujacharya is that which has no beginning and no end. That which has no beginning and no end. And Dharma, usually it's translated as religion. But actually Dharma means the essence of something. For example, the essence of water is that it's wet. The essence of sugar is that it's sweet. The essence of chili is that it's pungent, very hot. So if you take the sweetness out of sugar, then you can't call it sugar. If you take the wetness out of water, you can't call it water. You can turn it into ice, but it always wants to turn back into water. So what is the essence of the soul, who we really are? It's that it needs to serve. So someone may claim, no, I'm not a servant of anyone. I'm independent. I don't need no one's help. But you have to serve your family. You see within the family, the children also serving the parents. They go to school. You can tell all our parents have put pressure on us. You must go to school, get a degree, get a nice job, you know, then have children so we have grandchildren. And continue our dynasty, our family lineage. So much service you have to render to your family. The father, the head of the family, he has to serve the wife. He has to check if it's okay with the wife all the time. If you work, you have to serve your boss. And even the president or prime minister of a country, he has to say, okay, give me your vote and I'll offer so much service unto you. I will build this road, I'll build this building. I will build more schools, hospitals. He gets the post, he pockets all the money, doesn't build anything. But to get the vote, he's promised so much service. So, even the bum in the street, he may not have a family, he may not be working for a boss, he may not be in any position whatsoever, but still, he has to serve his belly. So everyone has to render service. Doesn't matter what religion you are, doesn't matter what type of body you are, doesn't matter what religion you are, what job you have, what nationality you are, you have to render service. So this is the Sanatana Dharma. This is the eternal essence of the living being. So how to perfect that essence is what your value in life depends on how you serve. So we have to serve. But how to make it so our life is valued enough. So someone who just serves themselves, they have a very low value of life. Say for example, a miser, someone who just works for himself, buys things for himself, doesn't give any charity. You could say very easily that he has a lower value of life. Someone who gives to their family, they have a family, some kids, then they obviously have a more higher value of life. Someone who renders service to the nation, he goes out on war, and then he comes back alive, he gets a medal, he has more value in life, he's serving his nation. Someone who serves humanity, humanitarian work, volunteer work, some flood somewhere in a fallen country, in a developing country, you go there, you do some volunteer work to help humanity, or you establish some charity where you can fix people's eyes for free. So he's considered more value. Someone who renders service to all living entities, even animals as well. You know, the vegans are trying to do this, they have this, and like, you look after the animals. So then the value is more. But the highest value of life is when we render service to the Supreme Personality of God. So if you look at the circle of how it expands, the furthest you can get is Krishna. That's the furthest it gets. So how do we render that service? So in Bhagavad Gita it says through yajna, through sacrifice. He says that I've given these generations of men and demigods along with this yajna. By performance of this yajna, you get exactly what you need to be happy in this world and attain liberation. So that's what we need. We want to, as we live this life, be happy and then attain the supreme goal, no more birth and death anymore. But if one doesn't perform yajna for Vishnu, then it's in bondage. It's karma. The definition of karma in the Bhagavad Gita is the development of material bodies. That action which pertains to the development of material bodies. So if your activity is not yajna, if it's not giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord, then you're developing your next material body. What will that next material body be? Well, there's 8.4 million species to choose from. In the Bhagavad Gita has the illustrations of what type of body. If you like to eat anything, you know, McDonald's, Hungry Jack's. You know, I remember I went to, before I was a devotee, I went to one party. And then my friend invited, I didn't want to go in. And they had all this food on the table. Some of it had mold and it was green and stuff. And then this girl, she was there and she went and she was like this eating, like, oh, you know, you can see where she's going to go, you know, eating moldy food. So then it says, it shows a picture, you get a hog's body. You can eat anything you want. You don't deserve a human body. Human body is equipped with high intelligence to go beyond eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Prabhupada said, actually material life means eating, sleeping, mating, defending. If it doesn't go beyond that, then you're not practicing spiritual life. You might meet people in the street, they say, yeah, I practice spiritual life. I do meditation, yoga. But what for? Mainly to increase sex life. Usually yoga is used for that. They're not trying to connect to a higher source. Even religion. You know, oh Lord, please give us our daily bread. Prabhupada said, this is not love of God, this is love for bread. So this is still material. Srimad Bhagavatam says this is Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. It's putting the real religion, Savaya Pumsa, Paro Dharma, Bhakti Yoga, Daksha Jaya, Ahaituki, Pritiyata, Yatma Supersedati. So that real Dharma of the living entity is to render loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord, Daksha Jaya. Which is without any, there's no material cause required, and it's unmotivated. By that way, supersedati, that su means like a lot, precedati means to completely satisfy, so to supremely completely satisfy the self. Because that's what the living entity needs, ananda maya vyasa. That's all, why we do anything, for ananda, for happiness. Why you go to school for 20 years? Why you work? Why you do a master's, a PhD for an extra 10 years? Why do people wake up early in the morning to drive to work, get stuck in peak hour traffic in the morning and in the afternoon? do a job that you hate so you can get money. Well, what do you use the money for? Just to keep and show everyone? Yeah, I got some money. No, so you do stuff to make you happy. So real happiness only comes when the jiva fulfills his Sanatana Dharma. The living entity is eternal part and parcel of Krishna. So that it's the same in quality, just like a drop in the ocean. The drop is salty and the ocean is also, you can understand, it's the same in quality. But in quantity it's a big difference. So how does this connection take place? Through devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Through hearing chanting, it's the most easiest and sublime way to connect to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya gave us the Yuga Dharma of Harinam Sankirtan, which is Anandam Buddhi Vardhana. It's an ever increasing ocean of bliss. You can't even handle it. It's not just a little bit of happiness. It's an ever increasing ocean of bliss. And it fully satisfies Krishna. In Kali Yuga, the Yagya Purush, the one Purusha we satisfy is Lord Chaitanya. And we do it by dancing and chanting. Simple as that. That everything is attained through that dancing and chanting. All knowledge. It's the life of all transcendental knowledge. Like yesterday, where's Chandra's not here? Good. So he was cultivating one boy, his name's Ananda, and he was on the way to the class here. I stopped here, go, no, you're not going. Because he saw us on Harinam, and no, you're not going. He goes, no, he's going to be upset. He goes, if you go to this class, you know, you miss out on the practical class here. Here's like, you get to experience what the class is about. Just stay with us. Krishna put you here for a reason, so you can experience what the class is all about. He's like, no, he'll be upset and I'm hungry and stuff. Don't worry, Krishna will look after you. Just stay with us. This is where it's really at. You know, I need to go to temple. No one in Kali Yuga goes to temples or mosques or churches. This is the temple on the street. You stay here. He goes, alright. So then he starts dancing. He's a really good dancer and he's having a good time and he's pulling people in to join. And he's feeling the real happiness. And we kept going, his mind kicked in again. He's like, oh no, I'm like, because I said, don't worry, you can eat at Crossways if you're hungry. But we went past Crossways, we go past the town, we went past. He goes, no, Crossways is God. I go, don't worry, Krishna will look after you. What? You think he don't look after you if you serve him? You're helping him out. You know? Prabhupada says that, you know, the animals, they don't work, they don't study for 20 years. The elephant eats tons and tons of food, but he gets all this tons of food. No problem. He doesn't have to work or study or anything. Everything's provided by Krishna. So if you dedicate your life to Krishna, of course he'll take care of everything. You know, we're flying around the world. It costs money. These planes fly 6 years we've been flying around the world. You know, where's it coming from? Everyone asks. This is the main question we get. Where do you get your money? Would you like to know? No, I don't think so. I'll tell you. Anyaschinti yanto maun yejidam parapasate niteshan nichubi yuktana yogik shami bahamyaham. For one who is always meditating on my transcendental form and worships me with exclusive devotion, for him I preserve what he has and carry what he lacks. So what is the transcendental form we're meditating on? The holy name. This is the form of the Lord in Kali Yuga that we worship. Exclusive devotion. Well, we're doing every day, so that's quite exclusive. It's our only service of worship. And then, yeah, preserves what you have, carries what you lack. Well, it's like, while you have this ISKCON movement, like the movement supports you. Yeah, a lot of support is there. But in Vienna, we were doing Harinam, and this sort of crazy, drunk street lady just rocks up. And she starts trying to sing with us. She's like, and then Vishnujaya got annoyed with her. He says, go away from me. You're making disturbance. So then she disappears. Comes back after like 5 minutes. And she has some money in her hand. it's 50 euros. And then she's, and we're like, oh, okay, what do we do with it? She goes, I want to sing with you. and then she's just like, what do we do with it? I go, yeah, let's see. Okay, 10 minutes, but that's it. So she follows us, she starts singing and dancing like that, disappears. What? Like we arranged it? Like we knew what was going on? No, you never know what's going to happen on the street. Krishna maintains. This is the magic. So, with this boy, who was supposed to come to the class at the temple, so we start going down the street towards Fed Square, and then there's like this, so he looked dirty like anything. He was in his tradie uniform. You know, he was like a tradesman. And he's just sitting there at these like benches where usually like druggies and sit and stuff like that. And he had this box, and it said, free fruit. Not selling, he's just sitting there, box, free fruit. And Vishnujan has a look, there's fruit in there. Take. And then he's like, yeah, take, all you guys take. And then Vishnujan starts throwing fruit, goes straight to Ananda. And I say, I told you. This is the realization, this is the real class here. This is the life of all transcendental knowledge on Harinam Sankirtan. You learn how Krishna maintains you. You can hear the theory for hours and hours on end. Unless you put it into practice, you won't develop any faith. You won't develop any faith. So we have to do yajna with everything we do. We're hearing how Krishna is all pervasive, or here he's not different from all in here, from everything around us. He's pervasive, he's pervading by his energy. He's there, he's present as a super soul in every atom. So then he should be glorified in every nook and corner of this cosmic manifestation. He's there. He's in everyone's heart. You're on the street, you think it's like a whole material world. No. Galoka Paramadharma, I know, Sankirtan. The Radha Balabha is in the heart of all these jivas. That's why we pay respects to everyone. Like this. You're paying respect to the super soul residing. Everybody is a temple of the Lord. But they've forgotten how to keep this temple clean and worship the Lord within their heart. So when we come to Harinam Sankirtan, Chetadav and Amarjanam, they actually start to clean that temple, their consciousness, where the Lord is supposed to reside. Then they start seeing the Lord's feet, by chanting the holy name. They can, and when they do that, they can feel the real Ananda, the real happiness, the nectar for which they're always anxious for. In one purport, I saw one sentence Prabhupada said. He said, the perfection of life is to satisfy the heart's desires. So like we see, we know the soul is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. When you get Brahman realization, then you fulfill the Sat factor. When you get Paramatma realization, you feel the Sat and Chit factor. When you get Bhagavan realization, you feel the Sat, Chit and Ananda factor. So the most important aspect that for our essence is Ananda, happiness. So on the Polish tour, I always say Indrajuma Swami, he gives like the same talk all the time, but it really resides within me because he says that we're always looking for happiness, but where do we get it from? Do we get it from money? Do we get it from food? Do we get it from prestige? Do we get it from even sex? He goes, no, it's from love, from relationships. In the introduction, Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada said, everyone is running under rasa, under relationships or mellows. This is why we do anything, to please someone else, someone. To please someone else, to serve someone else, and see them happy. So when we say, okay, fine, you may get some happiness in this world through a relationship. You can have the perfect wife or husband. You can have the perfect kids who grow up and get the best jobs and make a lot of money. You can have the best house, never breaks down, best car, everything best. But because time is a factor, you have to lose it all. So it's not a perfect relationship. But if you have a relationship with Krishna, it's at least eternal. Not only that, it's full of knowledge. One who knows Krishna knows everything. You don't miss out on nothing. You don't have to check your Facebook news feed. You don't have to watch the news. You don't, you know, all the news is here. What's happening, it's eternal actually. It's talking about how Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean and universally emanating from a body and coming back in. That's happening now. It's not like it happened before, it's happening now. This is the real news, this is the real knowledge. And also, this relationship with Krishna, it just develops more and more. You get real happiness. Akila Rasa Rita Murti. Here's that complete form of nectar of that happiness that comes from relationships, or the reservoir of all pleasure. But instead of connecting to the reservoir of all pleasure, Yeyu Sanspasha Chaboga, Dukya Yonya Evate, Ariyanta Vantakunteya, Natesha Ramate Buddha. The source of all miseries. Be intelligent. The wise do not take part in the sources of miseries. Dukkha yonia means the source of miseries. Evite. Certainly, indeed. One sentence, it says it three times. Yes, he samsparsha. By contact of the material senses. Why is it a source of misery? Adi vanta kunteya. The adi has a beginning, anta, an end. So the intelligent, the Buddha, they don't take part in this. They take part in that happiness that's eternal. No beginning, no end. So that can only happen when we connect to Krishna. And the most easiest and sublime way is what Lord Chaitanya did. By just dancing and chanting hours and hours and hours on end. We have to do hours of it. Not just japa, but dancing with each other. I've been hearing the last classes about daksha, and it's like the main lesson is like, okay, no more pride and no more offenses. But, you know, we clash with conditioned souls. Like, we're going to clash, we're going to have problems with each other. Of course, it's going to happen. Politics. But the only way, the easiest way to wipe it out completely is when you dance and chant with each other. You may have some devotee you have some problem with or you don't like so much. But when you just, the kirtan going, you force yourself to dance with them, straight away, all problems gone. All politics gone. Back in the 80s, there was like this is the Zono Acharya time, so people had their groups, there was like a clique, you know, guru cliques. So one didn't like the other one. And they all met up, I think it was in Mayapur. So then they saw there was like two groups in the kirtan, you know. There's like one group dancing with the other leader and the other one with the other leader. But one devotee, he must have been their god brother, and he said he didn't like this, you know. But then he forced them to dance with each other. He just grabbed them and he's like, alright. And what are you going to do? You can't just say, nah, I'm not dancing with him. Nah, they danced, you know. They just went for it anyway. All, everything, and then you saw the two groups just merge together and have a good time, and all politics disappeared. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when it talks about a waiter, Acharya, inviting Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas to come and take prasadam at his place. So it says that in the purport, saying that when there's a program in a home, there should be at least 3 hours of kirtan. Who's been to a house program like that? Any fun? In Dubai they do it. We went to Dubai. So in Dubai, the devotees are all from India, because they can't preach to the Arabs there. They have to get permission to get a hall to do a kirtan. And they are fired up. My God. Like, because they're oppressed, you know? They have to work so hard, 12 hours a day, make so much money, and, you know, dealing with these bosses and, you know, demands at work. So they really take spiritual life seriously. Like, they know all sokas, and anyone who comes, they serve them really nicely. So we did a 3-hour kirtan with Mahavishnu Swami with them. And they were nuts. They're running up and down the hall. 3 hours! You know, they're working like you. They're working. You know, they're working jobs, probably more hours, everything. But when it comes to kirtan, it's on. They don't care about the world, they don't care about nothing, they don't care about Dubai, nothing. They're in, 100%. They're going to yell the holy name, you know. And there's one devotee comes around the microphone And he goes to different devotees, grabs them by the throat, and makes them lead. It's insane, you know. So much enthusiasm. So much enthusiasm. And that's what we need too. Here they don't impress you. You know, you can chant as much as you like, so we don't care. It's kind of the opposite effect. They give you so much facility for sense gratification, and they say, yeah, you can be a Hare Krishna, but they just bombard you with Maya. So you got no choice, you choose Maya anyway. So we have to be even more stronger than these devotees in Dubai. You have to be more stronger. You know, we have full facility to chant and dance on the street. And this has not happened because, okay, they're nice people in Melbourne. No. When, like, where's Bhakti? Bhakti's here. they used to go on Harinam, tomatoes thrown at them. The police used to give a hard time. Council members used to give a hard time. It was terrible. But they went anyway. So then there's a story behind it that the police, they threatened, okay, if you go out on the street dancing chant, we're going to put you in jail. Adelaide? Okay, I see this picture with Korma. That was here? Yeah? Okay. So they'll put you in jail. And Aniruddha Prabhu said, like, he joined like just 2 weeks before this incident happened. And they were planning, alright, who's gonna get locked up? Alright, you know, who's gonna take the photo so we can send it to the media? So they're ready to get locked up for hiring up secretaries. And then, so they go down Bourke Street Mall and the cops come across. And they, you know, they're grabbing devotees are running. And they grab Korma and he's big. So there's four cops carrying him. There's two for each thing. There's a photo you can find on Dandavat. I don't know how you gotta search it. But they like two for the arms, two for the legs, and they're carrying him away. So, yeah, correct me, Mataji, if I get the details wrong. But, so they got locked up. And I don't know if Prabhupada heard about it or not. And he said, okay, you do a hunger strike. So any food they got, they would, like, offer it and then give it to the other prisoners. So the prisoners liked them. And the media found out that they were doing, like, a hunger strike. Getting locked up for singing in the street and doing a hunger strike. So the media got behind it. So then the whole public changed their mood towards the devotees. And it's like, well, what are you locking them up for? You know, it's kind of harmless, you know. It's really bad. So then the council were like, all right, they release them. So now, because of that, what they did, it's free, you can chant in the street. And they're not allowed to touch you either. Yeah, really. One council officer came up to me and he says, I don't know why you don't do more of this. You should do more of this, really. Really? Yeah, yeah. And you know the police can't even stop? Really? Yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to make you start trouble, sorry, but I'm just telling you, you should do more of this. They like it. And because of, like, especially Crossway, so much prasadam distribution, Prabhupada said, you'll take over Australia with prasadam. Then people are so favorable. They're extremely favorable. Vikatash is nodding, you know, book distributors. You know. You show a Crossways card? Yeah, I've been there. I love it. I love the halva. Yeah. They see you at every music festival, Rainbow Serpent, Meredith. So it's such a favorable condition to actually attain the perfection of life. You know, maybe one of the most highest deity worship there. You can get so much inspiration from their lordships here in Melbourne. They worship so amazingly. We have Prabhupada's room. The devotees who come around the world, they're amazed by Prabhupada's room. You know, it's exactly how it was, you know. You can feel that energy that Prabhupada had in there, translating. And even the same table is translating on. And I remember many times, like, I'd do a tough here in the ashram and go up there and pray. Like anything, it's like you can see Prabhupada directly. In the early days, it was very hard to see Prabhupada, but now he's so accessible. You know, the grandfather's more kinder than the father. It's really there. It's so much mercy is here. So if we're getting so much mercy, we have to distribute. My spiritual master would give some analogy. When you first come to Krishna consciousness, you get this thimble, like a cup, a nectar cup, But it's like the size of a thimble, you know, you use for sewing, so you don't prick your finger, so it's that small. And then you come, you catch some nectar, and then you drink it, like this. And then you go around, where's the nectar? You drink it, like this. You keep catching nectar and drinking. But then, when you use that nectar cup to distribute to others, then the cup gets bigger. So then, you drink some nectar, and then you distribute, so it gets bigger. You drink some, gets bigger. Distribute, more bigger. You distribute, and then you get more nectar. And that's why Lord Chaitanya came. Krishna saw that his devotees are experiencing a million times more bliss from serving him than he himself. What are they experiencing more than me? I am supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. So then he comes in the mood of his own devotee, Srimati Radharani, to try and experience that bliss. How? How does it manifest, experience that love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna? For Harinam Sankirtan. And tomorrow is Rath Yatra. This is like the full manifestation of that that love of the Vrajavasis for Krishna. You know, they're pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. Their heart is in Vrindavan. My mind is Vrindavan. So they're pulling Krishna back there. We've forgotten about Krishna, so we have to pull him back to our hearts. And we follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva by doing Harinam Sankirtan to bring him back at the same time. And it's amazing because even Jagannath's coming for Harinam now. This is an amazing thing. So this is our process. It's chanting, dancing and feasting, the three pillars of Krishna consciousness. And especially if you chant and dance, you get more hungry so you can feast more. If you don't chant, if you don't dance so much, you can feast, but you just get fat. But if you dance, you won't get so fat. No? Hey, yeah. You can dance more, you know? So it's good for the health, good for everything. And you go back to Godhead, and you get a spiritual body, and you can eat as much as you want, you can dance without feeling any back pain, nothing. This is our goal. So if you practice now how to be in spiritual world, for like dancing, chanting and feasting, and always thinking about Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to give pleasure to Krishna, you'll be there. In the Dhammarita Maharaj, he said that devotional service is non-different from the spiritual world. Devotional service means back to Godhead. That's what he said. So I was thinking, okay, this is like a nice claim, you know. You can just say it. Maybe he has a high realization. But then if you look in the last verse of chapter 2 in Bhagavad Gita, in the purport, it says that the same thing. That that devotional service is non-different. Like, it's like being in the spiritual world. This material world means sense gratification. But once you do devotional service, it's spiritual. And you have that nice court outside. This is not Melbourne, this is Vrindavan. As long as you're connected to this temple service, then you're in Vrindavan. You're not in Melbourne. So this is our real home. And that's everyone out there on the streets in Melbourne, around the world, who've forgotten about who they really are. They're also from Vrindavan. They're Vrajavasis. Like we always used to, like if you're from Australia or Western background, you sometimes give the Indians a hard time. Oh, you left your culture, you left your country, Bharat Varsha, it's so easy to practice Krishna consciousness there. Why did you come here? Even the others also were in Vrindavan and the spiritual. They left also. But they've been away longer than, say, those who've taken birth in Bharat Varsha. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said those who've taken this pious birth in Bharat Varsha, it's their duty to give this Krishna consciousness to those who don't have it. It's actually your duty. Lord Chaitanya said, Srila Prabhupada said this. And it's very easy too. People like prasadam, people like the books, people like to hang around devotees. It's fun. People like to sing and dance. It's very difficult to disagree. So yeah, keep drinking the nectar of Krishna consciousness and distribute the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Stop here. Some comments or questions? Yes, Mataji.
So very nice class, thank you very much. Sometimes we fall into the misconception of thinking that the only way we can get Krishna's mercy is to do service at the temple, to do something at the temple, do something for the temple, you know, directly related to Harinam, and that's the only time when Krishna can, you know, supply whatever it is that we need.
Mm.
But in Bhagavad Gita, it says that, you know, Krishna explains how, as they surrender to me, they reward them accordingly. So the word that he actually uses, which Prabhupada translated as surrender, is prabhajate. And when you actually analyze the literal translation of the word, like Dr. Maharaj explains, that it's more like a relationship. Mm. It's like pride is like, you know, having a stand across someone towards, and pride is like feet. You know, so it's like how you have a relationship with somebody.
Mm.
So what that verse actually says is that basically it's, you know, a reciprocation verse. So in whatever way we relate to Krishna, that is the way he relates to us.
Mm.
So whether it is in, you know, at the temple, or whether it's at the work, or whether it's at home cleaning, Krishna reciprocates in kind. So, you know, sometimes we think, like you were explaining, how, well, where's the money going to come from to support us traveling all over the world because you're doing service, right? And where's the prasadam going to come from? How does this all work? I had a couple of experiences and haven't returned twice. I'll just tell one of them because otherwise I'll have two more. Where we had a Jamasthami festival at our house, and basically I took 2 weeks off to make sales because I was preparing, you know, serving the set for the deities and just organizing the decorations and everything. And so for 2 weeks there was no money coming in from my side. So then the day after the festival, it was such a wonderful festival, you know, the deities looked great, everything just, you know, Krishna just made everything fall into place. The colors of the set, the colors of the decorations, all happened to be able to purchase at discount prices, all those sort of things. So Krishna made everything work and everybody was really happy. It was a great festival. So the next day I was standing there washing the dishes, and Krishna takes me for a day and a half. I think she's cleaning up the house after, you know, you have about 30 or 40 people in the house. So I was standing there and I was listening to Bhakti Vrindavana Maharaj singing Jai Govinda Jai Gopal, that bhajan that goes on for about 40 something minutes, just Jai Govinda Jai Gopal. And you know, in ISKCON, we have a tendency to use this word Jai also as like thank you. You know, like when we say thank you, we say Jai. Right? So the whole time when this kirtan was going on, I was just in my heart saying, thank you, Krishna, thank you, thank you. It's such a wonderful festival, thank you. So in that way, I was relating to Krishna, thank you. So anyway, Bhakti Prabhu comes up to me, you know, and he goes, what are we going to do? The rent is due, we're $1,000 short. How are we going to manage this? I said, look, don't worry about it, Krishna will always take care of it. And you know, this has happened to me a couple of times now. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. So he goes back to his office after my earplugs in again, jogger in the jogger bell. About 15 minutes later, the group comes up, take your earplugs out. What's going on? Give me a high five. Okay, high five. What happened? He goes, somebody called and asked, you know, are you Albert Lange, painter? Yes, the artist, yes. We've been trying to find you. Do you remember 4 years ago, you sold us a painting in Hampton Street, Hampton, and it was a beach scene. He goes, yes, I remember. And he said, well, we've got one of our dentists that's leaving and setting up another clinic, and we would like to give her a painting. And, okay, my husband goes, well, how much are you willing to spend? Oh, about $400 or $500. When do you want it? So, however, I do have a painting, and he wasn't just thinking, okay, I need $1,000 to rent, let me make up a story so that they'll pay me $1,000. This was just, you know, like, oh, I do have a painting that's in the gallery, and it's waiting to go on auction, but the reserve price on that is $1,000 because it was a bigger painting. And they go, that will do. When can you bring it by? Tomorrow. So they just covered the rent. Krishna made all arrangements. Now, the reason that we know that Krishna made those arrangements is there's no way we could have arranged that ourselves. No possible way. I'll tell you why. 4 years ago, like at that time when they first arranged, 4 years before when we sold the first payment to them, we were living in another place. We had moved 3 times. We had changed our phone number 3 times. You know, how could they find you? But somehow or other, I always see Krishna as like a transcendental chess player, you know? Mm. Okay, you need this, and then you over here, you over there, and now you meet them, then no problem solved. So even when we're doing our business and things like that, there is a relationship with Krishna. It's always a relationship with Krishna. So our only choice is, you know, our relationship with Krishna, what we do on a day-to-day basis, is our offering to Krishna. It's not our choice that we're making an offering to Krishna. You know, like when we choose to do a fruit offering or choose to do a boga offering, or that's a choice. But everything else we do also is an offering to Krishna. The only choice we have then is whether to make it a good offering or not.
Oh.
Right? So it's always a relationship to Krishna, so then it's the sliding scale. It's either hate or love or everything in between. But it's always an offering. So if you're on the bad side of the scale, then guess what? You get, you know, troubles and car breakdowns and everything starts going wrong. Whereas if you choose to live in that consciousness of love and education and offering and service, as you're saying, everything starts to change.
Okay.
So you need to be aware of this, that it's not just when I'm at the temple, I'm doing service when I'm at the temple. Everything you do is our service.
Yeah. Thank you. Everyone heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Gantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Harinam Sankirtan ki.
Jai.
Sri Jagannath Rathyatra ki.
Jai.
Go Brahmanandi.